Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
508 on WTMJ.
This is going to be fun.
I have such smart little ones in here,
it's
and
great.
They're not little.
No, they are smart, that's for sure.
They are full grown. Okay, so it's no longer called Boy Scouts of America. Starting this Saturday, it's going to be renamed Scouting America. And that's the same day as its 115th anniversary.
That's cool.
We have with us Harrison Costigan, a fifth grader. And we also have Nick Thornton, scouting professional, and eighth grader Lily Johnson. Thanks for joining us.
So good to see you guys. Thanks for being here.
So, Lily, I was trying to figure out, what is your official title then? Are you excited that it's no longer going to be called Boy Scouts?
I'm very excited because it's kind of a very big change. Because I still get asked, wait, you're in Boy Scouts? And I say, yes, I am. And now that it's being changed to Scouts, I just
why'd you decide you wanted to be part of this as a girl?
I was in Cub Scouts, and I wanted to join a troop, but the nearest troop was Greendale, and I'm from Franklin, so a little bit of a drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have two scouts that are from Greendale and come here, but I didn't want to take that journey every time I had to go to a meeting. So I decided to start my own troop, and the troop that was part of my middle school was all boys troop. So instead of saying, oh, I give up and I went to a different troop, I instead started my own. So what I did was I kind of put out flyers and stuff, and I did presentations for my fifth grade classes, and I was able to gather up enough girls to start my own troop.
That's so are you all cool. girls in your troop?
We're doing the pilot program right now, so we're actually combined troops. So we have boys and girls.
Okay.
Harrison, do you have boys and girls in your troop or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. What do you think about girls being part of the Boy Scouts and now it being called Scouting America?
I find it great because now, scouting can incorporate a lot more people because it's a truly life-changing program, and I enjoy it fully. And the fact that now it's, can support or all different types of people and genders and that kind of stuff, I find phenomenal.
Yeah. What have you learned? What's a good thing you've learned?
That'll be like picking a single small grain of sand out of a ginormous pile, like the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. So, yeah. Although one really good thing I have learned is one of the most important is the betterment of your community.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
I love that. That's amazing. Lily, what have you learned? Give me a good fact.
I guess it's hard to top what
Save
he said,
life.
But I learned a lot about leadership and communication. So before I started Scouts, I wouldn't say I was shy because I definitely like talking, but I wasn't okay with getting in front of a class and teaching. But now that I've been through Scouts for a while and that I've also been doing forensics, so public speaking, I've learned a lot about speaking in front of a crowd, being loud enough to hear, speaking clearly, and then also how to teach others what you know.
You're amazing.
John, what do you think?
I'm blown away. You are so articulate.
Oh my,
you're
God,
so
you're
bright.
Hired.
You are amazing, Harrison. All right, let's bring Nick in here. Nick Thornton is a scouting professional. Nick, tell us about the change. This is a big deal.
Yeah, so basically you just wanted to make sure we're highlighting what the values of scouting are. The mission's not changing. We just want everyone to know that it's an open program. It's for everyone. I have a daughter in the program myself, and I'm a third generation Eagle Scout, so I'm hoping she'll be a fourth generation.
That's cool.
That is super cool.
Can both of you really quickly just pick out a patch and tell me how you earned it? All right, Harrison, go ahead.
You have so many. This is amazing.
Harrison, what's that one on your sleeve?
Which one?
The one that you're touching right now.
Tell us about one of the pins. What is that one?
The Baba Cat, I guess. The Baba Cat is like the first one you really ever get. And it's just like you get it from going into scouting. It's required every year. But it really shows that you're part of scouting. Like you have to do some basic stuff. It's nothing too hard, but it really starts to show what scouting is as a program, and I decided to talk about that one because it's just like the first one you ever get. Like,
that's
for
fun.
Example, if someone listening was about to join Scouts, probably the first badge they'd ever get would be Bobcat. And it's just like an introduction to Scouts, mm-hmm. and I find it a very influential badge.
And Lily, yours super quick.
I would say my favorite badge is the climbing one. We did an overnight at a rock climbing place. So we got to, it's a merit badge called climbing. And what we did was we got to do the merit badge, and then we got to climb all night. And we got to sleep inside of the rock climbing place. Yeah.
Scouting America.
Yeah, and Nick, there's a big birthday coming up as part of this too, right?
Yeah, this Saturday we'll be 115 years old. We're actually lighting the Hone Bridge. So there's a special event that'll be at the Sail Loft to commemorate that.
Is it brown?
We are doing red, white, and blue.
Excellent.
Oh, I love that.
Excellent.
If people want more information, Nick, on scouting, where should they start?
You can go on the Three Harbors Council website, which is threeharborscouting.org. Or you can go on to beascout.org if you're looking to join.
I love that. Beascout.org. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Yes.
I'm inspired.
Harrison and Lily, thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
Of course.
So the change goes into effect on Saturday.